My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
Dangerous Dave with you on My Generation and friend of the show, Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus. She joins us today. The band's just wound up the Impossible Tour across the country. The Impossible is also the name of the new Super Jesus single. Sarah McLeod, welcome to My Generation.
Hello, David.
The first time you've released a single since the 90s.
The first time we've officially released a single since the 90s, yeah. So it's pretty exciting in our camp, as you can imagine.
So this song is based around an idea that you had about conspiracy theories, is that right?
Yes, it's based around the idea that the moon landing didn't actually happen and it was a film staged by Stanley Kubrick on the set of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Is that something that you believe happened?
I don't know, but there is a lot of information around to suggest that that is the case. And I'm not a scientist. I will never know. I don't think anyone will ever really know.
Right.
But it's so interesting. Like when you get in a Google hole and you start researching it, I found a Stanley Kubrick confessional video that he recorded before he died, where he confessed that they had gone to Steven Spielberg first and he said no, and then they went to Kubrick and to do it on the same set of 2001, and he said yes, but he was very nervous about it, and he had, like, riddled with guilt, but he did it anyway, and because he's a purist, he did it to the best of his ability, and then he decided that it was his greatest, most feat yet, and an absolute masterpiece, but then lived with the guilt, and also dark, because he couldn't tell anyone about this great thing that he had done. So he did the confessional video that was under lock and key, and then they released it 2 years after he died. And then, after that, it was ripped off the net, now you can't find it anywhere.
No kidding, it's probably in the dark web somewhere that we'll never find.
There's a dark web?
There is a dark web,
Where's
apparently.
The dark web?
It is My Generation, it's Dangerous Dave here, joined by Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus. Let's talk about Sumo 20, because this is your debut record that was a monster album, and now you've recorded it live.
Yeah, on the last tour, the anniversary tour last year, we recorded Brisbane at the Zoo and Manning Bar in Sydney and brought it out as a live record. And what's funny was most people, when they do a live album, they record the whole tour and then they pick the best takes of the tour.
Yeah, that's right.
But we were like, because we do everything at the last minute. So we were halfway through the tour, almost toward the end of the tour, and then we were like, we're playing well. We should actually record this. That's a great idea, yeah. So I quickly organised a film crew and all the recording for like the next night. And I was like, guys, we're doing it. We're filming it and it's happening. And we couldn't afford to do both sets of each show because it was dearer. So we said we'll do the first set of Sydney and the second set, because we're doing two sets, the second set of Brisbane and a couple of Hail Marys. And if it works, we'll do it.
Sounds like you're in a good space right now with the Super Jesus and the other stuff you've been doing.
I feel good. My mind is racing a lot and I have a lot of thoughts. Like I don't sleep much. I'm doing a play coming up as well.
Tell us about that.
It's the producers of American Idiot. They're doing a modern adaptation of Jane Eyre, which is going to be amazing and heavy and weird, and I can't wait.
Jane Eyre, that's like a period piece, isn't it?
Yeah, Charlotte Bronte, yeah. It's a period drama.
Yes.
Yeah, not a monthly thing. Anyway, sorry. I've been dying to use that gag for years. I play two characters and I'm composing all the music and playing it live on stage during the play. And it's like every night for 2 months. And it comes straight off the back of the Super Jesus tour.
Did you do acting like growing up? Was that part of, you know?
No. I just fly by the seat of my pants.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a pirate. I just go with the flow and just learn what I can and go for it. Give me two lines and I'll ad-lib the rest.
That's crazy. Have you done much acting over the years? I mean, I know you talked about the American Idiot thing. Have you done any TV work as well?
No, not really. But I'm really into it. I'm just fascinated with the whole craft of becoming someone else. It's fun.
If you're a casting agent listening to this, you've got Sarah McLeod, put her on your books.
I am a diamond in the rough.
Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus is our special guest this week. She's also a big music fan. And we're going to talk about the Beatles because Abbey Road is coming up to its 50-year anniversary this week. Where do the Beatles sit in the music hierarchy for you?
Oh, I grew up on the Beatles. It was nothing but the Beatles when I was a kid. All I had was my parents' records and it was the Beatles and the old Chuck Berry.
Right.
But I started my Beatles fascination actually chronologically. So when I was young, I was obsessed with the very first Beatles records, like even when the Beatles were doing covers. like Please Please Me.
Yep.
That was my favourite, you know. And then it was not till I got older that I actually started going into their later work, because, I don't know, maybe when I was a kid it was too complex for me. I was all into I Saw Her Standing There and I Want to Hold Your Hand and Love Me Do.
Yeah.
And then and I was just obsessed with John Lennon. Never really went for Paul McCartney so much. But then as I've got older, now I'm into George Harrison and now I'm into the more complex guitar stuff. And I see the skill in it, you know, which I didn't when I was a kid. I didn't sort of understand that whole hanging with the Maharishi acid trip.
Yeah. Now, we're about to play Gravity, which I reckon I've played a million times, Sarah, on the radio, but we never get tired of this song. Sounds fresh today. Well, what are your memories of writing and recording the song Gravity?
Actually, when we wrote Gravity, it was the first song that I ever wrote with Tim Henwood when he was our new guitarist. So he had just joined the band. We were living in Adelaide. He lived in Melbourne. We all moved to Melbourne to be closer to Tim so that we could have a strong unit of four. I don't know why we all moved to him, but we did. And it was the first song that Tim and I wrote together. He gave me a cassette and it had the instrumental of Gravity on it. And at first I didn't know what to do with it because it was it sounded nothing like Sumo. And I thought, it's not a wall of sound. It's not halftime. It's not dirgy. It didn't feel right. And I didn't really know what to do with it. I thought I'd better just, you know, humour him and have a go at writing it. And anyway, I grew to get it. I didn't get it at the beginning. I was trying to add all these other instruments over it, trying to make it bigger. And then I realised, no, this is actually cool. And I sat up all night writing the vocal line for it. And I finished it about 7 o'clock in the morning. Hadn't slept at all. And I ran over to his house with a cassette of the finished version and I stuck it in his bedroom window and then I knocked on the door and I ran away.
No kidding.
Yeah. So he loved it. We recorded it. And when we sent it to our publisher, I remember him saying, "This is your career breaker." And this is before it was out. And we're like, "Oh, I hope he's right." And it did. It became the song that we can't escape.
That. What a great story. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
And can you put it down to anything? Why it worked? Like, why do some songs just connect?
Well, I have a theory on why some songs connect, but it sort of doesn't work because that doesn't fall into the category. You know, I think songs connect if you can follow the lyric line by line and it sucks you in and takes you on a journey and it paints a picture and it's colourful and, you know, you're in there, your senses and sounds and emotions and pictures and, like, and, you know, and then hit you with a good chorus and the rubber band thing. But I don't know, I always wondered why Gravity worked because I don't think the lyric really does sort of take you on a journey. It does have the rubber band thing and it does have a catchy chorus. It's also good production, I think, that helps too. It sounds really good on the radio.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't know. It's magic, you know. Songwriting is magic. You can get it or you can't get it. There's no right and wrong. There's no formula. It's just one of those things.
We love talking to you, Sarah. You've got to come back more. Sarah McLeod of My Generation.
Thank you, Dave. That was terribly dangerous, but I've survived.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.